The concept of Visions of Greater Buffalo is simple.
We have 50 visionaries from all over Western New York who were invited to take a disposable camera and photograph their vision of Western New York.
Nancy Parisi is a well-known professional photographer and is chairing Visions of Greater Buffalo. Parisi stood with gallery executive director Sean Donaher inside one of the SIPA studios for a sneak preview of the photographic artwork now on display.
It's really very easy to come up with 50 or 100 people. That's never really been a problem. And all of the visionaries have a fan. They have a wonderful time doing it. We've had visionaries this year, we won't name names, who have said that it was the hardest thing that they've done.
Because they're not artists, so these people are, you know, they feel the pressure is on because they know it'll be on the website for SIPA, that it's going to be on the wall, that we hope people will come and bid on these. It's a silent auction, as you'll see. The clipboards are there so that people can bid on their images and then take them home the night of the event.
Now these local visionaries use their creativity, looking at various local landscapes or landmarks for their snapshots. But in our digital world, using a disposable camera and good old-fashioned film did not allow the participants to view their photos before they sent them in. SIPA selects the shots that are on display.
The reason why we give them the disposable cameras is it puts everybody on the same playing field. You know, you could certainly envision a project like this where you just ask people to submit their photo, but then you'll have some people using very expensive equipment and others not. So this is a challenge, and we put that challenge on them, but everybody is using the same camera.
The same $2.
Yeah.
Well, then we should say, you're walking around with your iPhone, as am I and Sean. There's another aspect of Visions, which is public visions, and we invited the public for the second time to submit their own images, their own visions of Western New York. And you can see those images are up on the website.
This is the fifth time SIPA has sponsored the event. This year's group of photo takers is diverse, including some local politicians.
Sean Ryan. We have two elected officials in this one.
We have three elected officials.
Three, correction. We have Mark Poloncarz, and this is Sean Ryan's picture. I think it's just lovely. I love this image, too. This is one of my favorites. This is Matt Steinberg, and he's at Visit Buffalo Niagara. He's their artistic director, and it's just such a great picture.
Pointing out Matt's piece, we get a lot of photographs that are fairly iconographic. So we have an image here of one of the many windmills on the waterfront. But, you know, we drive by these things, you know, all the time, be it windmills or some of the sort of cornerstone buildings in Western New York, the grain elevators. But each photographer that participates has their own vision. So it's a unique way of looking at it. So it allows us to look at things we see all the time in a different way.
Like a painting. Almost.
It really does. It's a function of the time of day that he took that, which I believe was probably dusk.
This image is by Jill Wise. And she and Mark Wise are the principals of Otherwise Creative. And they'll also be DJing at Visions of Greater Buffalo on November 8th.
For you, being in this business, it must be a fun way to see all the artwork come together as art pieces and photography for both of you.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, given our mission is photo-related art, when the board decided to come up with a community fundraiser, we certainly knew that it was going to involve photography. You know, power on them that they came up with such a creative way to engage the public and allow them to participate in our programs, but also perhaps to rediscover, you know, the fun of photography. You know, everybody has a vision and everybody's creative. And, you know, I encourage people all the time just to carry a camera with you and share the images that you make. And that's really what this is about.
One of the photos shows some small wooden boats docked along a peaceful lake. It looks like it's in a rural setting. But local television personality Linda Pellegrino snapped that shot along Hoyt Lake at Delaware Park in Buffalo. Parisi says there's already been a huge response to this photograph.
I think it'll be one of the top sellers. You know, what's really beautiful, too, is that sometimes people are shooting like those happy accidents. Like this, you know, there are a couple images where people are shooting into the sun, and it just totally works. This is Althea Lurson from Leadership Buffalo, and this is the Hotel Lafayette, and, you know, shooting up at the sun, but it just makes this really great rainbowy pattern.
Buffalo Common Council member Michael Locurdo showed off his artistic sense, snapping a stunning photo inside the Common Council chambers at City Hall where he works of the sunburst window on the ceiling. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.